Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Sunday chat with the manager, Jake Lowry. Fred Nat's have won 5 out of 6 this week against Delmarva, 9 out of their last 10. Skip, happy times, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, Eric. Yeah, happy times, man. Playing complimentary baseball, having fun with the boys. The Frays are hot, and hopefully we can continue that today.
So this week, it's been about timely hitting, more good bullpen work, and solid starting pitching. I mean, you said it, complimentary baseball. We knew it was coming, and now it showed itself in the biggest way possible.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that you can't take lightly as well. You know, Delmarva, you know, they're up in the standings. They obviously don't have the same guys that they had at the beginning of the year, but nonetheless, you know, we were a stellar team, and I don't think we're a stellar team like we've talked about in the past. And, you know, we're right in the middle of the pack and 7.5 back with, you know, however many to go for the first half. So I'm excited for these guys to keep going and keep trying to win.
So many positive moments from this series, but I got to ask you about Elijah's home run the other night. It's a 3-year-old ballpark, longest one this ballpark has ever seen. Where does that rank for you as far as longest home runs you've ever seen in person?
It's up there. I mean, it was a bomb. I mean, anytime a ball goes out of the stadium is something that's, impressive. And, you know, I think it was farther than 436. I think that's what Trackman had it at or whatever. But, that's the kind of power that kid has and he has in his potential. And it was great to see for him to kind of unleash it.
2 walk-off wins in this series, both come from behind fashion. It feels like this team is just learning how to win, and that's a skill that needs to be learned, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. No, it's part of the development process, keeping these guys, motivated. You know, whether it's 10 innings, 9 innings, you know, we play late in the game for a reason. Sometimes you score first, sometimes you score last, sometimes you score when you need it the most. And the 2 walk-offs are always fun because it just brings that camaraderie even closer.
First professional start yesterday for Luke Young. 4 innings, allows 2 base runners. I mean, talk about a great debut starting pitching.
Dominant. No, I just one word is dominant. He's really tinkered a lot with some of his mechanical stuff, using his fastball slider, kind of adding a split changeup now. And the kid is he's got a lot of room to grow, and he possesses a really good arm, and he's one of those guys that just wants to work and get better. And it was awesome to see out of him.
We talked about Brady last Sunday after he hit 2 home runs in Salem, 2 more extra base hits yesterday. I feel like somehow he's like flying under the radar. He's been one of the best hitters in this league. How do you think that's possible?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, another year, another him just being him, you know, and he's today's his 20th birthday. So he had 2 extra base hits yesterday. He hits the ball to all fields like we talked about. It was good to see some pull side, double and a homer yesterday, staying on an off speed pitch. And hammering it out. But yeah, under the radar, maybe these other guys are, we got a lot of money on this team, but for him being back and try to continue to keep playing this full season is going to be big for him. But man, you're right, it is kind of like he's under the radar. His average is up there, he's taking his walks, he's hitting his extra base hits, he's just doing what he does, making good plays at third, and it's fun to watch.
Jake Bennett promoted this week. I think we were lucky to have him for as long as we did, given how dominant he was.
No doubt. I mean, when you have a sub-2 ERA and your whip is under whatever it was in the top 10 in minor league baseball, not just the Carolina League, it's something to be said. And how it is with, an organization, he never pitched last year, so we were taking him slow. It didn't matter where he was, where his innings were. But yeah, I mean, we took advantage every time he got to his turnaround of the rotation for sure.
Harleen Susanna today, first ever start for him in a day game as a Fred Nat, which is pretty crazy to think about. But what are you hoping for Harleen? Seems like he's building up, and he's been pitching well recently.
Yeah, no, I mean, just want to limit that pitch count. Try to avoid the big inning with the, with the pitch count getting away from him a little bit. But when we're looking for that early contact and using his heater and his slider to his advantage and his new curveball. So hopefully we can get those 4 or 5 innings out of him and see where we're at.
I think another thing that has really helped out this winning streak are the quote-unquote role player guys, the Paul Witts, the Murphy Staleys. Cortland Lawson's becoming a little bit more of a regular, but how valuable are those types of guys to this team, especially a little bit older, a little bit more experienced, has maybe been through a little bit more winning baseball than some of these younger guys?
No, you hit it head on. These guys that have been around the game, a little bit older, played in college, you want those guys to complement the high school guys, the guys that are, they haven't played as much baseball, kind of show them the way they work as we were watching Murphy Saylor taking some ground balls, before a day game on a Sunday. But yeah, these guys just they just fit in the lineup and you know, protect some of these younger guys, and they just grind out at bats, kind of show you how we want guys to play, and so they get their opportunity to play, and they take full advantage of it.
This bullpen group, we talked about this last week, but it's still true this week. As a collective group, throwing more strikes, getting more people out, the trust in this group has to be at an all-time high for you right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, these guys are coming in, throwing strikes. They're doing their job to their capabilities. They're going right after the hitters, and they're not messing around. And that's one of the biggest things, is trying to limit that pitch count so we can continue to throw multiple innings out of one guy, per se, instead of maybe trying to burn another guy before another game. So these guys have been coming in, doing their job, going right after guys, using their strength on strength, and it's been playing for us.
Got another home series next week against Charleston. I assume tomorrow's an off day for everybody, for us. What does tomorrow look like for you?
It looks like a pool with the kids, man. Kids are out of school. I know they're little worms in the pool, man. So we're going to be in the pool at the apartment complex. So I'm looking forward to that and hanging out with them.
A Sunday in Fredericksburg, the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show with the Skip. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Eric. Go Freddies.